Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read, Recollections and Connections with Dorothy Frazier. And this is March 10th, 2010. Okay, Dorothy, do you have any memories of the Depression?
Well, other than the fact that we were just real poor, and we got, my daddy worked for 50 and 75 cents a day and walked for three or four miles to work and back before daylight and after dark. And and we had we got welfare from the down at the Hartville.
How old were you when your family during the Depression? Do you remember?
I was born in 1927, and I think the Depression really hit about 30 something, didn't it? I was 3 or 4 years old, and I wasn't in school part of that time. But anyway, we. We had a rough time of it. We pretty much starved, but we had chickens and we had eggs and we had chicken meat. So we didn't have pigs and cows and stuff like that. But we got by.
When and where were you born?
In that little log cabin that I showed you the picture of.
Where is that located?
That log cabin's located between Mansfield and Hartville. On the Pea Ridge Road, kind of off of the Pea Ridge Road, It was on a mail route. At least we had a mailman and a milkman that went by.
What were some of your favorite memories growing up?
It's just the fact that we walked to school and we fought on the way up there and fought on the way back and carried her lunch to school in a lard bucket, and we walked 3 miles to school. And stayed all day and played ball and done all those many, many things and then walked back home and got into our home clothes. Now, our school clothes wasn't much better, but that's all right. They were clean. Uh-huh. That was the one thing about it.
Did you ever get in trouble as a kid?
Oh, I probably did, but...
What were some of the things that you did as a kid that you got in trouble for?
Well, to be honest with you, I can't remember. You always forget the bad stuff. It's all there.
So, when you were growing up, what was a normal day for you?
Oh, we got up and we had to carry water a long way up a hill. And if Mom was going to wash that day on her washboard and tubs and washboard, then we carried the water up and she heated it in a big old black kettle outside. And then we washed outside or inside, more or less according to the weather, and then we would hang it on the clothesline, and I helped. When I was little, I remember I hung the handkerchiefs up, but uh-huh. And we had handkerchiefs, not Kleenexes. We didn't know what a Kleenex was.
Would you do all this before you went to school?
Oh, no, we got up and done that, and Mom worked hard like a dog all day, you know. But she baked her biscuits and put an egg or a piece of bacon or whatever we might have, a piece of fat back or whatever in it. Uh-huh. And then we went to school, and we came home, and she always had something fixed for us to eat. And then we went out and carried in wood and got chips and stuff to start a fire with, and we had our chores to do. Then we had to go get the cow and bring her up, one or two if we had to, and I didn't milk until I was bigger. The boys and Mom milked, and we kept busy. They kept
like
us out of trouble.
Yeah. what was school like for you? What was a normal school day like?
Oh, you just went to school and played, and then she rung the bell, and then you went in and sat down and was nice, and then she called fourth grade or third grade, and we all went up to a recitation bench.
What's that?
Okay, see, you never heard of it. Okay, it was a big, long bench, and we took our book, and we lined up, and if Susie sat here and I didn't like Susie, then I could get up and move over here, you know. Uh-huh. But anyway, and then the teacher... You know, so we behaved. And
and so what would you do after you sat on the bench? Would you do schoolwork
say,
there?
What did, or? Dorothy, would you read about Dick and Jane? Yes, so I'd stand up and I'd read Dick and Jane, See Dick, See Dick Run, all that stuff, you know. Uh-huh. I knew, you used to know those books by heart.
Oh, my goodness. So you would do that, you do that for and the whole class? You'd stand up and read to the whole class?
Stand up and read, and she'd say, okay, and then she'd say, Betty Lou, you read, and my brother, she'd say, if Emmett was in that class, she'd say, you know, for him to read and stuff like that. So it was...
We had
a good school. I only had one teacher that I despised, and she thought she was so nice. And I didn't. I had to walk 3 miles to school, and come winter or whatever. And I think she said the school district said I had to attend a certain amount of days, say 24, 42, or what. And I liked just two or three, and she flunked me. And I had to go back in that grade.
Oh, my goodness.
That was in the fourth or fifth grade, and we had a real bad winter that winter. So.
Oh. Yeah. What was your favorite subject in school? Did you have a favorite subject?
I kind of like geography.
Oh.
And on Friday evenings, after the last recess, we had a spelling bee or a geography contest or something like that. Those were the two main things, because they were learning for us.
Uh-huh.
And so we had... had a geography contest. We'd write on the board Wichita, and if we knew and if we didn't, and then we'd stand up and holler, we're away Wichita, Kansas, you know.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
Then we'd have to tell them where it was, you know, Wichita was in Kansas, blah blah blah. And that was the last, I'm going to say, hour and a half of school that on Friday. That was our that was our regular meeting, you know.
So then on the weekends, what would you do? What kind of games did you play as a kid? What would you guys do for fun?
We played hoops and roller, you know.
What's that? What's hoops
and
roller?
Well, it's a hoop come off a little wagon.
Oh, uh-huh.
Everything was broken down in our house. And it was a stick like this, and it had a little pedal on it, and we'd just walk up and down the road, and we'd play...
That, pushing the wheel.
And try to keep it, you know. Uh-huh. And then we played marbles, and we dug little holes out and flipped our marbles in there. And we played hide and seek and things like that. I was the baby of, well, I was really the baby of 9 kids, but they was much bigger than me. Uh-huh. But anyway, me and Ellison and Emmett, we'd play hide and seek and stuff like that.
What was it like growing up with all those brothers and sisters?
Oh, well, my sisters were already grown and married by the time I come along.
Oh.
But my brothers, they protected me from other people. But if they wanted to beat up on me, they did. They didn't hit me or anything. But one thing about it was they liked to go fishing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't care to dig the worms, but I wasn't going to pick them up. So they'd say, Dort, come on out here, and we'll dig worms. So they'd let me have the hoe, and boy, I did the work. They leaned over and put them in a bucket so they could take them to the river. So,
oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
That's a boy for you, and that's a brother for you. Get you interested in it, and then walk off and leave you digging. But I'd dig them up, and I'd say, there's a worm, and they'd reach down and pick it up. You know, but I didn't play with the worms, I'll tell you for sure, and I still don't.
Did your family have any special traditions that you did, or special traditions you did, like at the holidays?
No.
Did you have a favorite holiday?
We were just lucky. We had a stocking to hang up, and Daddy thought he was real rich if he got us a stick of peppermint candy to put in it. We didn't get gifts and stuff like that like we do now, you know. If we needed a pair of socks, we got them in July. If we needed them in August. But if it was possible, Mom and Dad would get us something. Daddy got me a great big 2-foot doll one time. Oh, that was the most beautiful doll I ever saw. And it played Jesus 2 different years in Pea Ridge School. I'd carry it up to Pea Ridge School, and they'd put it in a manger, and it played Jesus.
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. How would you celebrate your birthdays? Do you remember? Did you have a favorite birthday?
If Mom had the eggs to you that she could use, she would bake us a birthday cake. It wasn't decorated, but it was a cake. But we didn't have fancy gifts or anything like that.
Would you invite friends over and family? It wasn't really a big deal back then, or
no? It was a family thing. I mean, between us kids, because way, it was half a mile out here to these people, and half a mile down here to these people, and most of these people down here's kids were so much older than we were. So anyway, we had some friends over here that we played with, and they might have come out and eat with us. I don't remember that, but anyway, we didn't celebrate like they do now, 20 kids running and playing.
What was it like raising your own kids when you became a parent? Do you have any favorite stories you'd like to share about your own kids?
No, he just like me. He had his mean times, but he was a good kid. And I will say one thing, all the teachers at school but one liked him, just like me. And anyway, she didn't like him at all, and so I tripped right up to the, he said, "Mommy, she don't like me." And I said, "Oh, no," she said, "she don't." So I talked to another teacher. Well, this other teacher told me, said she's just real hateful. So we got that taken care of, and I went right up to Miss Mildred, whatever her name was, and told her what the situation was. And boy, I hadn't even got out the front door till she was back there, hopped on that old lady Chapman's back and rode her for a mile or two. And after that, she treated him right, because she had a boy the same age, and he went to another school, but he just flunked everything he had. Well, Jimmy, I will have to say, Jimmy was a good student, and all of his teachers said that. But she, and then after that, she was nice to him and nice to me, but we had to go to the principal about it first. Uh-huh. And I'm the old gal that walked right up there and told her how to landlady and so forth and so on. So,
what did you do for a living after you grew up and you got older?
Well, let's see. I first came to Springfield and worked at Crank's Drug Store Fountain for a year. Then I went to Commercial Street and worked over there a year and a half or 2 years. Then I don't remember what else I done. Anyway, I went to work at Lily and Tulip, worked there 5 years. And then later on, then when my husband died, I could get enough money to stay home and take care of Jimmy and be a mother to him, because I had to go back to work as soon when he was 2 months old, because my husband was in Mount Vernon in the TB sanatorium. So he was down there, and so I had to go back to work and hire a babysitter. And I had two babysitters, and one of them left town. She liked him, but the other lady just adopted him, and he adopted her, and he was just granny from then the jump go, you know. Mm-hmm. And so...
Was that normal back then, that you had to go back to work? Because I think of women
back then staying home.
And,
well, a lot of women went back to work. Well, see, Lily Tulip just come in and opened up.
Wait, do you remember what year that was? That Lily...
52, Tulip? I believe.
So it was normal for women to...
53, one. He was born in 53, so he's around the 50s. Uh-huh. You know, so.
And that was normal, that women went back to work?
Well, yeah, there's 101 women went worked out there, more or less, you know. Yeah. They hired a babysitter, because they paid well enough they could hire a babysitter. Uh-huh. And guess how much I paid my babysitter?
I don't know. How much?
25 cents an hour.
Really?
But I've got, when I worked at the Crank's Drug Store, I got 35 cents an hour, and I paid my room and board down on National. And so we made it, you know.
Now, I'm curious. You said you made 35 cents an hour and you paid room and board. How much? Do you remember how much it was?
When I was making 35 cents an hour, I didn't have a boy. I hadn't gotten married and I hadn't had a baby yet.
But how much? You said you paid your room and board. Do you remember how much that was that it cost?
About, if I had a room made, I paid about $5 a week. But if I lived in just a private room, you know, there, which I did, and she'd put somebody else in there, and it'd make it easy on me for a while the kids were going to school. They went to college. It's right across from the college, SMS.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, we, let's see, 35 cents an hour at the drugstore, and 35 and 45 and 50 cents an hour. And then, boy, when I started working at Lily Tulip and got... Oh, gosh, seems to me like about $2 an hour. Who was I rich? But I was married then. And so, anyway. So, anything. Anyway.
So, you mentioned your husband a few times. When did you get married? And how long were you married?
February the 21st, 19, and now I've forgotten when. 51 or no, somewhere along in there. And I believe he was 6 years. He lived 6 years, and then he died.
Oh.
And so then when I got Social Security from him, then I quit work so I could be with my son and spend some time with him, because he was in Mount Vernon in the sanatorium when Jimmy was born. He wasn't even there when he was born. And we had to take him down there. After I got able to take him down there, some of our friends took us down there.
What was your wedding day like? Did you have a ceremony?
It was a real fancy one. We got up that morning and he went uptown and rented a car, and we went to Harrison, Arkansas, and got married and stayed all night in Harrison, Arkansas, and come back the next day. And I went to work at the restaurant at 4 o'clock that afternoon, and he said he didn't have to go that day, but the next day he went to work, and that was our honeymoon. We had a real fancy wedding, and I've still got the dress.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember, where did you get it? Do you remember how much you paid for it?
Oh, I probably paid about $6 or $7 or something. But,
My goodness.
And it's still in the cedar chest, I guess. I haven't looked in the cedar chest in years. I also think we still have his suit upstairs.
Wow.
I don't throw anything away. And I have his hat. And you could tell. I wouldn't ask you to my house for anything. You'd get lost. You would never get out. They'd need you over here at the library, and they couldn't find you.
Oh, my goodness. So I'll ask you one more question before we're done. Were there, you're a good storyteller. Were there any stories that were passed down through your family? Or your family storytellers,
you mean,
too?
Daddy could tell you any kind of a story. I mean, he could just look at you and say, what do you want to hear? Talk about the wagon. He made a little wagon one time, and just little stuff like that, but no big stories. And Mom's family was just kind of on the other side of the fence. They didn't like each other, but everybody had their own jobs. They didn't have time to visit and stuff like that all the time. So.
Well, Dorothy, our time is up. Thank you so much for coming in and letting me interview you.
aren't you smart? aren't you an intelligent girl now?
Recorded as part of the Springfield Green County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.